Hello, and welcome to the Australian Boat Loans Weekly Boating News Wrap. I'm Paige Estertori, and it's Sunday, 3rd of May, 2026. First, investor money keeps flowing into marina infrastructure. A major U.S. operator has been bought by a global investment firm, adding dozens of sites and thousands of slips under one umbrella. That signals confidence in long-term berth demand and ancillary services like fuel and maintenance. If you're weighing a purchase, budget for storage and running costs alongside your boat loan. Use our boat loan calculator to check repayments and include mooring or dry stack fees so there are no surprises. Meanwhile, on-water support networks continue to expand. A new towing and assistance base has opened in the States, reflecting steady participation and more boats on inland waters. For local skippers, it's a reminder to review your safety kit and support cover before winter. Build room in your cash flow for servicing and gear, and consider boat loan pre-approval so you can keep essential funds free. Community engagement is strong too. A student boat building regatta wrapped up this week with big turnout and plenty of STEM energy. Grassroots enthusiasm often flows through to used boat interest and entry-level models. If you're shopping, compare boat financing options early and line up pre-approval so you can act quickly when the right hull appears. And marinas are investing in customer experience. One U.S. waterfront reopened for the season with upgraded amenities, from docks to dining. Similar refreshes here often come with small price adjustments. Factor a buffer into your repayments and choose transparent loan terms that fit your budget through the year. That's your wrap. For calculators, comparisons, and a simple online application to get your buying power sorted, head to boatloan.au. Thanks for listening and safe boating.